Hey, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. Do you believe that? I believe that. I'm Dr. Shantae Haynes with Heart to Heart Truth Ministries. I'm helping you put feet to your faith so that you can walk victoriously. And today, we're talking about gratitude. You're absolutely right. We want the pathway to joyful living. We want to journal. We're going to talk about journaling too. So let's do this. Let's go ahead and bow as we get started today. Most gracious and heavenly Father, God, we do thank you. We bless you. We honor you that you continue to keep our minds stayed on you and you give us your perfect peace. God, we thank you that we recognize that all provision is available when we come to you. God, we are so grateful that you give us a vision for our lives and you order each and every one of our steps. And Father, we are just grateful. And so today, as we go in, help us to put pen to paper, help us to be reminded of all the promises that you have. Help us to stand on that word and help us to walk it out. We're going to be so grateful to you for doing all of that, truly standing in tippy-toe anticipation. We're going to bless and honor you always. In Jesus' name, we do pray and give you thanks. Amen. Well, can you tell I'm excited today? I'm excited about these affirmations. They have been doing absolutely wonderful things, not only in our minds, but also in our bodies, in our attitudes, as we are continuing to go out and live this particular life, live an abundant life. We're adjusting our crowns, and in adjusting our crowns, we have that opportunity to be a better version of ourselves. So I'm excited about today because we're talking about gratitude journaling. I say gratitude journaling because I want you to write down these affirmations. If you look back at the other affirmations, write them down too. There's a reason that I do not only the auditory portion, but I put it in a PowerPoint presentation so that you can visually see it. Why? Because then you can ingest it a little bit better. So when you then take it a step further and you write, 90% of the time, you're going to remember what you wrote. All right. So they're auditory processes. We remember about 10% of what we hear. We remember about 50% of what we hear and see. And we remember 90% of what we see, hear, and do. So that means I want you to write. The pathway to joyful living is just on the other side of this. I want to make sure you implement and you get it. So let's go on in and watch the PowerPoint of these affirmations. And I'll come back at the end.
Gratitude journaling, pathway to joyful living. I am grateful for all that God has given me. I am grateful for all the relationships God has sent my way. I proclaim my gratitude and I write it from my heart. I pour out my thoughts and concerns, and God hears and answers. My path to joy is in the opening up to God, and that I do regularly. The joy of the Lord is my strength, and I take joy in being a friend of God. I am blessed as I don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. I watch the company that I keep, and I am discerning. My attitude is one of gratitude for things, people, and ideas. My thoughts reflect the gratitude in my heart. I practice gratitude daily, thanking God and others for the blessings that come my way. I am grateful for life, health, and strength. I am grateful for warm running water. I am grateful for a mind that fears the Lord and turns from evil. I am grateful that I can discern good from evil, and I choose to do good. I am grateful for family and friends. I am grateful for resources that sustain me. I am grateful for food, clothes, and shelter. I am grateful for how the Lord sees me and defends me. I am grateful for the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. I am grateful for joy unspeakable when I think of the sacrifice of Jesus. I am grateful for the Holy Spirit that leads, guides, instructs, and pushes me to be the best version of me. I am grateful that I walk in the life God intended for me. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. 1 Thessalonians 5, 18.
Welcome back. I am so excited about what you're getting ready to do as you journal. And so I want to encourage you to write down those affirmations, not just look at them, but I want you to go back, rewatch this, and write them down. Go back also, and you can look at the other ones, write them down. Pick out the things that really resonate with you or where you are, what you need. I want to make sure that you have everything that you need. And so, with that in mind, I have this series of books, the Divinely Connected series. Oh, it is amazing. One, it deals with finances. Yeah, because we need to get our financial house in order. So it's Fearless Financial Freedom. We want to make sure we get that. It's a devotional planner. All of them are. And then the second one that's in that book, in that series, is prayer, praying through life struggles. Oh, you're going to absolutely love that. And it also has some links to a YouTube channel so that you can actually visually watch what's going on. Third one is Sister to Sister. Now, that one is a whole year of us doing life together, and you're going to absolutely enjoy all of the devotions in every one of these books. It's a divinely connected series that I have out there. You can go to my website, shantaehaines.com/books, and you can find those there. Or if you go to bundles, you can get the whole set. Yeah, so that's shantaehaines.com/bundles, and you will find all of that available. You get a discount on it too. I want to make sure that I meet you at your point, wherever you are, that you will be able to get any of those and you will be able to transform because you're divinely connected. All right. With that in mind, I am so happy. Let me just say again that you are here on this channel, but I'm sure you know someone else who needs to go through these affirmations, someone else who needs to change their mindset, someone else who needs to change their attitude, someone else who can be a better version of themselves because they're in God's word. Do me a favor and share this with at least three people. Three. That's all I ask. Go ahead and comment below too, but share it with three people. I'm so excited about what we're getting ready to and what God is getting ready to do in your life. I'm Dr. Shantae Haynes with Heart to Heart Truth Ministries, helping you put feet to your faith so that you can walk victoriously. Have a fantastic rest of your day. God bless.